reason we're calling is because that position is open for programming. So they wouldn't open up a position if there weren't searches being done. It's one of the criteria. But I'll have them check on the commercial work as well. Oh, here he comes. Hang on.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure it's not like another Angie's List type thing where they tell me that there's, you know, activity and there isn't.
Crystal, I think she sent you over already, but I did hear that last part.
Yeah.
So, yep, I got you. I just didn't want to cut you off while she sent you over to me. So, okay.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, how you doing? All right. So, I think what you just said was you don't want another, I guess, like situation like Angie's. I'm assuming you had Angie's before.
Yeah, we just got Angie's, and the reason we got Angie's was four leads, and there's nothing in our area, and there hasn't been. So I just want to make sure my money is going towards something that's actually going to be profitable.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So let me take a look at a couple of notes here, just because you're absolutely right. I mean, at the end of the day, the only reason that you invest money into marketing is to be profitable, right? You know, it's not like a bill. It's not like you're going out to dinner or anything like that where you're just spending money, you know, but you do want to make sure that obviously you're getting some type of money in return. So it's absolutely no problem. And honestly, and that's the main reason why people end up choosing Google over anything else is because, you know, with Google, it's the number one search engine on the planet, right? And two, you know, we want to make sure that we can actually target people that are specifically looking for what you guys do. And we want to make sure, obviously, this is going to be profitable. So right now you guys are in Sitka, Arkansas,
Alaska.
Is that right?
No, it's Alaska.
Alaska. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. And am I pronouncing that correctly? Is it Sitka?
Sitka. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure. So yeah, so I'm assuming that the population there is probably not a lot, right?
No, it's 8,000. It doubles in the summer. It's going to be substantial. It's a tourist town. So people flood in and there's rentals and there's lots of work to be done, but these months are really kind of the slow months.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining people wise, but money wise and work wise, it's slow.
Yeah, money-wise and work-wise, yeah, it's probably a little bit slower. Got it. You guys have been in business for about 2 years. Is that what you've noticed in the last 2 years around this time? It typically gets slow?
We just started. My fiancé passed away, and we just started our business three months ago.
Okay.
So I have been here for, like, 15 years. So I just know the town really well.
Yeah.
And
gotcha.
I know lots of contractors here. That's why we've been getting jobs.
Right. Absolutely. And so what are you guys typically traveling to? Like, I'm looking at you guys on a map right now, and, I mean, you are, like, the small part of Alaska.
Yeah.
So you're, like, most southern.
This
is a very tiny part. Okay.
We're pretty secluded. We don't usually travel for work specifically unless, you know, because there's a ferry that will run between the towns every couple weeks.
Right.
But we're not in a position, we're not ready to.
Okay, so you guys are just focusing on Sitka.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know, and the reason I'm clarifying a lot of these things is because when it comes to Google, what we could do is that we can actually focus on specific areas and we can cover a certain mileage, right? So like in your situation, we may be able to cover, from what I'm looking like, the entire, all of Sitka, and see if we can get you business within where you guys are currently at right now. What was happening before with Angie's? Were you getting it, like, were there leads coming from a different area that you guys weren't able to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just, nobody really uses Angie's. Like I was explaining the lady before, the demographic here is older. Everyone who owns anything here is from 50 to 70 years old, and they own you know, there's like 10 families that own most of all the houses here and businesses and stuff. So, you know, here it's, you can say it's like a game of telephone, like word travels faster than really anything else.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
It's a small, it's pretty unique. There's a lot of drama and stuff like that, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, I've never had the privilege of living somewhere like that, but I mean, just Alaska in itself, there's not a lot of population there, and where you guys are located at right now, I can definitely understand that. And yeah, I mean, honestly, for you guys, the best option is probably going to be Google, only because with our company, what we can do is that we can actually get you submitted to more than just Google. So we also do Bing. We do Yelp, we do Yahoo, things like that. So with the older generation, most of the time, they just either know enough about the internet to go on there and search something, right? They don't know enough to go on to Angie's, and then when they're in Angie's, they're going to look at the top 10 directories inside of Angie's, and then, you know, you start making your way down, and you have to fill out a form, and then that form turns into a lead, and then you get the lead, and you call. Yeah, I totally understand that for sure. Mm-hmm. So what we can do for you then is the way that this works is obviously we'll get you listed directly on the first page of Google. You get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases. So you guys are obviously, you guys are currently doing construction right now. So what we would do is that we would just focus on whatever you want to be found for online, and we make it very simple for your clientele to be able to pick up their iPhone, pick up their Android phone, pick up a tablet, pick up a desktop computer, whatever they got. Well, maybe you're not picking up a computer, but, you know, sitting down at the computer chair, right, and then making a search. And then whenever they make that search for those related jobs that we're going to get you found for, we're going to make sure that your business is popping up directly on the first page. Makes things very simple. They don't have to search around through multiple pages. And it's your business that's on there, right? So we'll help you create like a Google business profile. So that way, whenever, and I'm sure you probably use Google in that capacity before, right? You ever search for like a restaurant in your area? You type in like, you know, steak restaurant near me or Mexican near me, and you know, you start getting those restaurants that pop up. So what we do is that we'll create that profile for you, make sure that you're on there, and then anytime people are making those searches, then you guys pop up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so what we want to do is that we obviously want to cover as many as possible. And from looking at the distance, we can cover up to 50. And I think your entire, I guess, town would be 50. So it looks like we could.
Yeah, I don't think we could fill that.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, it might be a little bit more. So, you know, we could definitely cover everything just to make sure. We
construction company here.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said we definitely don't have 50, or 15, or would you say 50 or 15?
Oh, 50 miles, like distance-wise.
Oh, 50, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe not 50, maybe not 50 construction workers. I highly doubt that they're, maybe in the entire Alaska, probably, but you know, where you guys are at. Yeah, no, but I was just talking in terms of like distance, like the mileage.
Okay,
so we'll be able to.
Yeah, we only have 14 miles of road here, so.
Right, exactly. So that'd be perfect. So we'll be able to cover it, and we can keep you exactly where you're at, so you're not having to worry about, you know, traveling. You know, once we start working with you as well, it's not as permanent, you know, devious for you guys, but we can only work with one company per industry per area. So basically, once we start working with you, you're going to be the only one that we're working with. Okay, we're not going to hire any other construction workers. If there's five of you guys, we're not taking all five. It's just going to be you, and then we're going to make sure that we're bringing you and only your business, keep you guys on that first page. There's no contracts for our company. You can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling it either. So we want to make sure that, obviously, like you mentioned earlier, you know, it's marketing, right? You got to make sure there's a return on your investment. We want to make sure that we're obviously bringing that to you. So that's why we don't have to lock into any long-term yearly contracts or anything like that, you know, have you penalized it. Is that your little one in the background?
Yeah, all right, boys.
Oh, man, how many do you have?
I have three boys under age of six.
Oh, you were me when Yeah, you were me when I was younger, except I had girls. I have three daughters. They're older now, but I have a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and an 11-year-old. So when they were 6, 7, and 1, you know, but it was girls, so it might be a little different for having all boys.
Younger, yes. They said it gets better when they get older, so we'll see.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. My daughters were great when they were younger. They really not too well. They're not doing too well as a teenager, but I heard boys are bad in the beginning, but then they're better as teenagers. So you'll make it. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Okay. No, that's okay. All right. So, back to the pricing. So the pricing structure is, like I said, there's no contract canceling at any time, no penalties for canceling either. It's all month to month. So what we can do is that we can get you down to $249 a month. So it's $249 month to month. And what that comes with is everything I just mentioned to you, basically. Via Google, right? We get you submitted to the top 5 directories. So that's Google, that's Facebook, that's Yelp, that's Bing, that's Apple. We handle all of the content creation for your business. Everything is about your business. You don't get anything specifically through our company. All we do is just make sure that your business is visible online. We get you in front of basically everybody that's there in your area, and we make sure people have an opportunity to pick up the phone and call you guys to make sure that you're able to fulfill those jobs as well. Something else we could do for you guys too is I didn't see a website. I mean, did you guys ever think about
maybe?
We
don't have one yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about
something? We are setting one up, right now. It's being built.
Built. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a company that's building it, or are you guys building it?
We're working with a company to build it. Come on, Haiti.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're working with the company to build it right now. Okay, good, because I was going to offer you, because we have an option here where we can also do that as well. I know sometimes people like to keep everything all under one roof if you end up choosing the program. But, yeah, we could build a website. But if you already build one, that's perfect. Once it's built and ready to go, what we'll do is that you just got to let us know so we can connect it to your Google Business profile. So that way, anytime somebody's visiting your profile, they can also then start to visit the website that you guys will have built in as well then, all right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing that we'll do for you is actual Facebook advertisements. So I know you guys are the older, you guys have kind of like the older generation. I know majority of them probably started being on some type of social media account. Have you guys ever, did you guys set up a Facebook business page before, or have you guys thought about doing advertising?
We thought about it. We're just kind of getting the ball rolling with our business, so we haven't really gotten there yet. When we get more like photos of our work and before and after and such, that's when I was going to start, you know, making one.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So when it comes to the Facebook business page, all you have to do is create one, and we can actually do that for you. So I know you guys have been in business for 2 years. You probably have at least a couple of pictures that you have, right?
It's only been 3 months since we've
been in 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I have it here for two years. Okay,
no.
I apologize. Wow, okay. So that's what I was wondering, because you're like, we're just slowly getting a business started. I'm like, it's been 2 years, but okay. 3 months.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. That's why we can't find you guys online at all. So, yeah.
We're just starting.
pretty new. Okay. So, honestly, you know, when it comes to like the pictures and videos or whatever you would have, I mean, that's okay. All we would need you to do is just create a Facebook business page. As long as you're okay with creating one, what we'll do is that we'll actually optimize it for you. We're not going to make any posts. What we do is that we use the algorithm to reach out to everybody that's in your area. And what we could do is that we could lock it down to a certain distance so we're not bleeding it over to different areas that you guys aren't managing. And what we do is that the same way that we optimize your listing on Google and the same way that we're marketing to people that are just in your town, what we'll also do is we'll do the same thing for Facebook. The only difference is, like, let's say they searched for it, or let's say they were talking about some of the work that you guys do. Whenever they go back to their Facebook page, when they're scrolling through their own Facebook page, they'll be able to see advertisements popping up, right? So if, let's say, you guys do, you know, just as an example, you know, bathroom remodeling, you know, somebody was searching for or talking about it, whenever they go back, they'll say, hey, we saw that you were looking for a bathroom remodeler. Well, Sneak Construction does bathroom remodeling. Click to call. And they can click, and they can just call you directly. It's very simple. So it makes it very easy for them just to click a button, and then they'll be able to call you directly, or they'll be able to visit your Google Business profile or whenever your website's up and running. Obviously, they'll be able to visit that as well, okay? So those are basically the two major ways that we're actually making sure that people in your town and in your area are able to see you, right? And then we get to kind of narrow it down and make sure that we're only reaching the people that you guys are able to do. And it makes it very easy for your, I guess, the people that are in your population right now, especially if they're going to be older. You know, it makes it easy for them just to be able to go online. They can use whatever browser, whatever phone, doesn't matter. And as long as they're searching for anything that you guys do, we're going to make sure your business pops up. So do you have any questions or concerns or anything you want me to elaborate on so far?
No, I understand.
Perfect. Yeah, and obviously just the last thing is going to be for, we make sure that you have access to everything. So because we're going to be doing a lot for you, we have an account manager that's here, and if you log into it, you can log into it every day, every week, every month, but it's going to show you everything that we're doing. So it's showing you all the keywords that we're targeting, show you the area that we're targeting. It's going to show you how many people are calling you, how many clicks you're getting, how many people are visiting your profiles. So you'll be able to see everything. So like you said before, you know, if you're investing money, you want to make sure you know where that's going to. So we make it very easily accessible for you to view it, and then you'll be able to see exactly what we're doing on a month-to-month basis. So. Crystal, obviously that opportunity is yours. We'd be happy to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you say? What do you say? Is there something that you're willing to... No, that's okay. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to turn around towards the road.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not do that.
Yeah. Very good.
All right. So, I mean, what do you say? I mean, is something that you're willing to give a shot?
It's a great thing. I would like to do it. We're just not ready for it yet.
When you say you're not ready for it, what exactly do you mean that you're not ready for, like, people to find out that you guys are a business, or?
No, just money-wise, we're not ready for to spend that per month.
Okay, gotcha. So basically it's the monthly cost is what's kind of holding you guys back?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm looking at your population right now. There is about 8,000 that's there in your area, if we're just staying on the, I guess it's the Branoff Island. Once we can reach all 8,000 of the people that are there in your area, let's just say that out of everybody that we are able to reach, you only get a handful of jobs each month just off of the Google and the marketing. Would that be enough to cover your monthly cost for the $249?
It's depending on the job, really. It varies. And it also depends on what the customer's financial state is as well, because there's a lot of people who need construction work done, and they go into it, and you know, like, at the moment, we're waiting on money as well to get paid from a job that we just did, so it's
right.
Like a little bit of a limbo right now for us.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, honestly, you know, when it comes to that, if that's the hurdle that you're running into, the only thing that's going to resolve that is you have to get yourself in front of more people, right? If you're only worrying about one or two people and they don't have money, that's the only people that you got to work with, right? Now, your job is to obviously reach out to as many people as possible. And one of the benefits about the program is that you get to pick and choose what jobs you're able to be found for online. So, whether they were high-paying jobs or whether they were quicker jobs. obviously that's going to be completely up to you, but are you saying that even if you got a handful of paying customers each month from it, that's like the way that you guys run the business, that wouldn't be enough just to cover the $249 each month? What do you guys do?
We're general contractors. We do pretty much anything.
Small jobs to big jobs, things like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Let's see. Let me take a look and see how many people are searching in your area to see if we can make sense of it.
Yeah, because that would help. Yeah, that's what I wanted originally, just to.
Yeah, let's take a look at that. So you get to choose
Angie's List.
Right. Yeah, we don't want a repeat of that. So when it comes to whatever you want to be found for, I'm going to look it up right now to see how many people are searching. What do you guys, what would you want to be found for online?
Just general contractor. That would cover pretty much whatever anybody would be looking for.
All right, so let's look at general contracting. And then obviously we could be more specific than that. But if you're just using that broad term, general contracting, I mean, just in the last 30 days, there was about 874 searches that was done within your area that's covering about a 40-mile radius from where you guys are currently at right now for people looking for a general contractor. So what that means is that I don't want you thinking you're going to get 800 phone calls, right? But just off of that one general contracting keyword and putting near me, which is in your area, then there's a little over 800. So like even if you got a handful that's calling you about general contracting, you still got 14 other keywords that you want to do. So like let's say you want to be found for roofing, right? A roofer near me, that's another one, right? If you want to do bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, floor installation, cleaning.
Besides roofing, we do all of those. Come on, Dave.
So the way that it works is that the search results are per keyword, right? It's per like phrase. So there's 15 of them with our company that you can do. So if we're just looking at just even that general contracting, those a little over 800. So it's a pretty good book of business in your area. Normally what you're seeing is 15 to 2,000 when you're in the United States, if you're in Texas or a little bit more dense population, obviously there's a lot more, but in your area, it's actually a pretty good amount.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yep.
But
yeah.
Definitely reassuring.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't be giving you a call if it wouldn't make sense. And that's why I said, the benefit about it is that it's Google, right? It's the internet. As long as somebody has internet, as long as you guys got the internet out there, there's people that are searching for it. The only problem with your business right now is that you guys just don't know where to look, and you guys have no way of finding out where these searches are coming from. And even if you did, you got to make sure you're putting your business in front of those searches. So
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? So what we do is that's all we do. We just look at the traffic and we take your business. We slide you in the middle of the traffic like a river, right? And then we just keep you there, right? And then every single month, what we're doing is that we're keeping you directly on that first page of Google. And because you have such low competition that's there and you have a high amount of search results that are popping up for those specific keywords, it's almost a no-brainer for your business, to be honest with you. If I were you, I wouldn't go with the other companies. And there's nothing wrong with their business model. As a matter of fact, they do pretty well in Florida, in Texas, in California. Know what I mean? They do actually pretty well. But for you guys need more targeted. You need a little bit more of a personal relationship with the company that you're doing business with. And for us, that's what we do, right? Because you're not getting anything through us. We're just kind of targeting you strictly in that area. And then that's it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I would go forward with the payment right now, but we're just not ready for that. And I know that you're calling because you have an opening and you want to get me from that opening.
Well, it would be you or anybody else that's in in your area. So any other general contractor currently right now, because what we do is that we get a list from Google and we get a pre-qualified candidate list. So we take the look and then when they send it to us, we literally just start at the top and we work our way down to the bottom. So once we fill it, we fill it, and then we just can't work with anybody else. So if I were able to reduce the 249 at least to get you guys started just a little bit, would that be something that you're at least be willing to give it a shot today?
Yeah, what could you do?
I've already reached out to my manager while we were talking, and while I was doing that last explanation, it usually takes them like 30 seconds to a minute to get back to me. So I'm just waiting to see what we can do in your area, because at the end of the day, we're not just going to take your money, right? And what I mean by that is, you know, if we're saying, hey, it's $25, like, I don't want you spending $25 and getting zero results. That wouldn't even make any sense, right? But what we can do is, if we can keep the distance and coverage and focus on your area, it looks like, so he just got back to me and he said that we can actually approve it for $199. So $199 right out the door. What we'll be able to do is that we'll do everything Google related, everything I just mentioned to you via Google, and then what we'll do is that we'll hold off on the Facebook advertisements, especially if they're a little bit older, then we may want to start at least with this portion of it, and then that way we can kind of get our feet wet, see how it's looking as far as market-wise, and then once you start getting those calls coming, there's plenty of room to grow with our company. So we got people that are paying like $1,500 to $2,000 a month every month, but they also have like, you know, 80 people working for them. So there's plenty of room to grow. Would that make better financial sense for you guys, where it's not taking any food off the table for your family, if we would do it for
$199? That's definitely more appealing. let me hold on a second. And let me text my partner and see if that's something that
text him.
Would think is like a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 190. Yeah, well, obviously, you know in detail what it's entailing. If you send him a text, you could just let him know that, you know, we're able to get you guys directly on the first page of Google, and we'll be able to do it for $199.
Okay.
And you can also tell them that it would be in your town. It would be in your area.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, not, is it Junaid or what was it?
Angie's List.
Angie's, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty disappointing. No coffee booth.
You guys got a postal service all the way at the corner here.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll love it here, Crystal, to be completely honest with you. And you'll be able to see a very clear difference between maybe the other marketing that you guys were doing. And if you guys just started 3 months ago and you have this opportunity, I mean, it's definitely not common, you know, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Before you give me the card, let's just, we have to go through everything I just told you is in writing. So I'm going to get a couple of things here for you. I'll read you off a voice verification to lock in the agreement, and then we'll run everything. So, as far as your first name, I have Crystal, right? C-R-Y-S-T-A-L?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your last name, Crystal?
It's McNeely, M-C-N-E-I-L-L-Y.
McNeely, okay. And what is a good email, like a business email address that you guys can receive emails from?
My business email is C-John, J-O-H-N-S, @ SEAKconstruction.com.
Okay.
And it's John's with an S.
Yeah, John's with an S. Yep. Okay. Perfect. Got that. And the phone number that we have that you'll get contacted from us and your clients, we got 907-738-8320. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then the time zone that you guys are at, would that be Pacific time zone or?
Yeah, it's Pacific, I believe. It's 2:15 right now.
2:15. Okay. Actually, you guys are behind us, so I think that's, Alaskan time.
Yeah. It's a little different than Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because you guys are right behind it. So, okay, cool. Yeah, so it's actually 2:16, because it's 3:16 here.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then what is your current business address?
It's 111 Andrew Pope Street, and then Unit A.
Unit A.
And then
A.
Sitka.
Yep, 99835.
Yep.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. You said that was Unit A?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How long have you guys been living in Alaska?
I have been here for 16 years or so.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not like you just moved there or anything like that. That's interesting. Was there any specific reason that you guys ended up, did you move there like 15 years ago? With a family or?
My parents actually got a job in the village, which is literally in the middle of nowhere, like thousands and thousands of miles in the middle of nowhere.
That's crazy.
600 people.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
It's literally like they dropped us in the middle of the wilderness.
like a barren wasteland, basically.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. I was the only white girl up there, so that was really interesting, too.
Oh, really? What's the nationality out there?
Eskimo is like the terminology, but it's Alaska.
Got it. Yep, I know what you're saying. Okay, wow, that is crazy. I bet that was a pretty good experience. Well, maybe not good. Good or bad, I guess. I don't even know.
It was good. There's some bad, but I came to, no, Lies, you just got your cast off. Nope. Trying to climb a tree. I just, yeah, sounds like Alaska boys, huh?
yeah, right, exactly. What are you doing? Climbing trees? Yeah, you're from Alaska probably, so.
I came to Sitka through a boarding school. That's actually what brought me here. And
that's
then I kind of moved here after I graduated.
Got it. Well, that's awesome. Okay, well, that sounds good. And, okay, so when it comes to the listing, you get to choose 15 different jobs that you want to be found for. So
okay.
I have you down for general contracting, but what else specifically do you want? Like if somebody were to call you, like what do you want them to call you for?
I mean, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, floors, deck, carport, garages. I mean, pretty much whatever, really.
Okay. So I got general contracting that'll cover the wider range, and then we got the kitchen remodel. Oh, sorry,
go ahead. Roofing we would, that's like the only thing we wouldn't do is like roofing or concrete pouring. But we could also subcontract somebody out for that as well. So it's kind of like really – it just depending on the job, it's really whatever. Like we'll make it work.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. Cool.
We'll get
it. You'll get it done. Basically.
<Yeah.
laughs> All right. Perfect. All right. Love it. Okay. Cool. And then, are you guys currently licensed? Are you insured? Are you one or
the
other?
Yep. We're both.
All right. Perfect.
Bonded, insured.
Yep.
We'll be getting endorsement here soon, so.
Oh, really?
That'll, yeah, for multi-family build, so yeah, we can do pretty much whatever. And yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and submit that. So we'll go ahead and close the listing out so that way we can stop any calls that are in the area. So I'm going to read you off a voice verification. This is going to be a tax write-off for your business. I know you guys are pretty new in business, so we're going to send you an email with your receipt and everything like that. But we do recommend if you have a business card to use that because it keeps your taxes at the end of the year good. But if not, any other debit or credit card works too. So
no, I have my business account card, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And the address is at the 111 Andrew P. Hope Street?
Yep.
Okay. Now, because it's your home address, we can hide your home address on Google if you don't want people knowing where, like, because it would be considered your business address. So if you want us to hide it, we can.
That would be ideal, just so, you know, single mom. I don't want.
No, yep. Trust me. Yep. You ain't gonna, you can stop there. I know exactly what you're saying. So we'll hide it for you for sure. All right. No problem. And wait, so you say you're a single mom of three boys?
Yeah. My fiance just passed away.
Oh, that's right. You did. I'm sorry that I even brought that up. I remember you said.
Oh, I'm not. I'm sorry. I closed the door.
I gotcha. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Now, whenever you are in a safe space here, Crystal, we'll just do your card number, expiration, and then the three digits on the back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yep, go ahead.
4261 6400 1572 4353. And then the expiration date is 12/26.
Okay. And it's
and then 7/06.
All right. And is that a Visa MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay, perfect. All right. What I'm going to do now, I know you have the little ones in the background, so I am going to speed this up. I'm going to try my best at least, because I know it's probably a little tough. I'm going to read you up a voice verification, okay? It's really just to reiterate everything we talked about. It's going to lock you in at that $199 rate, so no worries there. So if you have any other questions or concerns, obviously just let me know, and then we'll address it at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Speak Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Crystal McNeely and co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, I know you said business partner. We can add him onto the account as well. Do you want me to add him as an administrative contact? He'll have all the rights as you. He can call in whenever he wants and talk on behalf of you as well.
Do you want
to just keep it just for you?
Just me. He's trying to keep it like it so he doesn't have to answer calls and he can just go and work.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. That's no problem at all. So we'll go ahead and keep you on there as well. Now, we are going to send you our phone number. You're going to get an email. You're going to get a text message. And we're going to want to make sure that you save our number because anytime we call you,
okay,
it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's always just to kind of move that needle forward, right? And if you're in the middle of a job, you're working, you're busy, you can't answer, totally fine too. Whenever you get a chance, just give us a call back. That way, if there's anything Google needs and we need from you, we'll just go ahead and get it from you. So that's no problem at all. And in hiring, I know you said you were using Angie's and all that, totally fine. But in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to explain what that means?
I mean, I know what it means. I just don't know why.
You hesitated, so that's why I was like, let me let me make sure that basically, to be honest with you, all that means is that we do a lot for you when it comes to Google. So before somebody, you sign up with somebody else to do anything marketing related, we might already be doing it for you. So we just don't want you to pay twice. So just let us know, hey, I want to do this, and we say we're not doing that. You say okay, and then you, now you at least know that's something additional rather than duplicate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I dropped it all the way down to $199. We are going to lock that in today. That's 313 of 24. That means that your second payment is going to be the 13th of every month. So it's March 13th, April 13th, May 13th, so on and so forth, and the exact amount of $199. Now, as I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's the same 877 number we're going to have you save. It's the same one we're going to call you from. I'm going to make sure you have my email address as well, my direct extension, and then you can also text me too. So I'm going to give you plenty of opportunity to get in contact with us. We just got to make sure you're giving us a call before the next billing cycle is due, okay?
Okay.
We also have a pause feature as well, so just try to remember this. If you get overwhelmed with work and inundated with calls, then if you're kind of backed up, that means you don't have to pay for your marketing. Call us. We'll pause your listing. We'll keep you on retainer, so we're not deleting anything for you. Obviously, we won't be doing the calls are going to slow down, but that's a good thing, so you guys could get caught up with your work. And then once it gets slowed down, give us a call. We can turn it back on, hit play, and then we'll start doing your marketing all over again, okay?
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Perfect. All right. Now, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. So I'm processing this now. As this is processing, normally it takes like 30 seconds. We want to do a phone call interview with you. Today is actually all booked up, but I can try to squeeze you in there tomorrow. Do you have, is tomorrow good for you guys or?
Yeah. Tomorrow will work.
Okay. Tomorrow, I can try. Do you want early morning, afternoon, evening?
Afternoon would be best, but that is where I'm not sure how far behind we are from you guys.
Only an hour. So
okay.
If you wanted to do noon, like 12, your time, that'd be 1 p.m. our time. So, I can squeeze you in at that time. Would that be okay?
Sure, yeah, that's good. Let's do that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. And I did send you a text message, and you should have already got an email address as well. Did you get any of those yet?
Let me see.
Are you able to? I know your hands are full, so.
No, you're good.
Okay. Yep. No problem.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I went through on our side as well. So you're green. That means that the listing is closed. Very, very exciting. And you should have gotten a text message as well. Are you able to view the text message?
Yeah. No, I haven't gotten one yet, but I'm just viewing the agreement here.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. You can go ahead and read that. And now, are you reading the terms? If you didn't get the text. So we're going to send you a text that's going to have some terms and conditions there as well. It's been a little delayed today, so it might take like a couple of minutes for you to get it. When you do, there'll be a link. You could click on that and sign in at the bottom, or you can wait until tomorrow when you talk to the team. They can walk you through that as well. But like I said, it's a phone call. It takes about 30 minutes, and then they're going to really dive into the nitty-gritty with everything when it comes to your Google listing, and then they'll make sure that you guys are up and running then, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me? Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, there's a local Splash that just logged me into, it says username, password. What
Perfect.
Do I do for
No, nothing there. So if you already filled out the terms and conditions and signed it, you're good. Remember how I told you before, we're going to get you logged into your account with your username and password where you can see everything we're doing. That is where you're going to go. But you don't have to worry about that until tomorrow when we call you. Because tomorrow they're going to dive into all this for you.
Okay. Perfect.
I hear your little one in the background. It's funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so I was just saying, I think everything is done.
Okay.
You have to get to the bank. So is there anything else?
No, we're good. We are all set and ready to go. I just wanted to make sure that before I hung up that you got everything that you needed. We are all set for tomorrow. Like I said, they'll call you and we'll take it from there. Crystal, if you don't have anything else, it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for sparing your time, and I know it was kind of hectic in the background there, so I do appreciate you hanging on. And if you need anything else, just give us a call. If not, we'll speak to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Crystal. Take care. Bye.